Members of the Senate's Finance Committee were presented with some hard numbers Tuesday about the impacts their tax reform plan will have on the overall state budget. The chamber has presented and voted on similar plans over the last several months, and even with a clear message from the House that delegates won't support the measure, the upper chamber will likely vote on an almost identical bill again today. The Senate Finance Committee was presented with the Tax Reform Act of 2017 in a Tuesday afternoon meeting. And like so many times before, members were presented with a bill that looks very similar to the ones they voted on in the past. The Tax Act's main purpose is to set into motion an eventual repeal of the personal income tax. In January 2018, the bill would create four new income tax brackets that would be taxed at a 15% overall lower rate, a rate which would then be reduced by another 5% in January of 2019. In order to make up for the lost revenue, the bill increases the consumer sales tax starting July 1st of this year from its current 6% to 7.25%, and gets rid of a number of exemptions under the tax, charging it on things like cell phone bills and gym memberships. Deputy Revenue Secretary Mark Mucco says the plan would result in $147 million in new revenue for the 2018 fiscal year. But after that, would begin to result in deficits, creating a $56 million hole in 2019 that would grow to as large as $178 million in 2020. That is, unless there is significant economic growth in the state to offset it. But Senate Democrats don't believe in the plan.
We like the bill from the House a whole lot better than what we sent over from the Senate.
That's Senate Minority Leader Roman Prezioso.
We don't see the income growth growing at the pace it's going to be needed to backfill that deficit. And what we're afraid of is you're going to put us in a position then, if you're in an election year, nobody's going to want to raise taxes, so you're going to have to end up cutting higher education, DHHR, and public ed.
He and members of his caucus attempted to amend the Senate plan in committee Tuesday, returning to the House version, but were unsuccessful. The House bill that was approved Friday does not make changes to the personal income tax, except to provide exemptions for some Social Security and military retirement pay. Instead, it focuses on getting rid of exemptions under the sales tax to increase revenue. It's a plan House Speaker Tim Armstead says his caucus isn't going to back away from.
We really want a solution. We just don't want the solution to be one that has been rejected time and time again. I mean, we have voted down the Senate plan twice in the House. Not simply said we don't like it. We have voted it down twice. And we put forward our own plan as an alternative. What more do we have to do to send that message?
So when the Senate likely puts the bill to a vote Wednesday, Armstead says it will end up in a conference committee where members of each chamber can work out their differences. But Prezioso says that's not necessarily a bad thing for the House.
And I think it's to their advantage. Obviously, they've got some sentiment from House Democrats and from Senate Democrats. So now they're gaining some allies. And, you know, if we can get that coalition together and work out, you know, a plan that we can, you know, embrace, I think we can get out of here with minimal damage.
Prezioso says he wants to ensure that the budget is balanced, but also that there is a, quote, cushion in revenue so that vital services don't have to be cut in the future. Democrats in both chambers would like to see a small increase in the sales tax to provide that cushion, potentially 0.5%. Armstead says a 6.5% sales tax has never been formally presented to him in budget negotiations, but if it were, he'd take it to the members of his caucus to discuss before taking a position. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.